Hello, my name is Cyan. I am 15 years old. Today's date is November 28th. I'm speaking with Benjamin Dauber, who is my stepfather. We are recording this in El Dorado, Kansas.
My name is Benjamin Dauber. I'm 35, and we are at our home here in El Dorado, Kansas.
So tell me about some important people in your life.
My grandfather was a pastor for the United Methodist Church. He was a significant role model, male role model in my life. And my Uncle Dave was also there for me.
And what is the most important life lesson you have learned from them?
Well, they taught me how to treat other people, how people are supposed to be treated.
Are there any funny stories that you have been told about your childhood? Like, are there any funny stories about your childhood?
Well, when I was 12, we had a computer. It was an old compact portable that my Uncle Dave had given us 2 years before for Christmas. And it stopped working, so I took it to my grandmother's basement, and I dismantled it. And after I got done tearing it apart, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. And so I went to the library and checked out any book I could to figure out how to put it back together. And I learned about IC chips and computer programming and fell in love with electronics. That computer was about $8,000 when it was sold in 1980. So my uncle did not think it was funny at the time, but we laugh about it now.
And what is your has your biggest accomplishment been in life?
My children.
How would you like them to remember you?
As being there for them, being caring, and never the cause of any pain or anything like that.
What are some jobs that your ancestors have had in the past?
Well, my great-great-great-grandfather came from Germany 2 weeks after he was married there. His wife didn't want to come with him, so he migrated from New York to a small town here in Kansas called Burns. And he had 18 children. And I don't know what they did for income. There doesn't seem to be any record of that. We know that in World War I, my great-grandfather had to register as a resident or an enemy alien because he was from Germany. But I believe they were just farmers.
Okay. And what is your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Same. So, when did you serve in the military?
I joined the military shortly after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching the news. I worked third shift. I watched the news. And the first plane had hit, and they were covering it as an accident on the news. And we tried, or I always recorded a Tony Hawk skate park show. So I watched it, and then when I turned it off, the second plane had crashed into the tower. And so I called the recruiter that afternoon to join.
And how old were you when this happened?
That was 9/11/2001, so I would have been 19 years old.
What branch of the military were you in?
I went in to the active army.
What was your rank?
When I went in as an E1.
Could you explain what that is?
Enlisted, first rank of enlisted, so that's a private. Called them buck privates. You don't have a rank on your collar. And I worked my way up to E4, enlisted 4, which is a specialist.
And what was basic training and life like in the military?
Basic training was extremely difficult in reception. I spent 2 weeks in reception, and that's before you meet drill sergeants, and you just stand at parade rest, which is a very uncomfortable way of standing. Very rigid. And I did that for 2 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that. And then when I shipped to basic from reception at Fort Jackson, meeting the drill sergeants for the first time was kind of scary for the first week. But I realized that it was a game, and you could either play it or you could let them break you. And so I learned to play it, and basic training became one of the funnest experiences of my life.
And did you ever serve in a war zone?
Yes. I was deployed twice to Iraq. Once in OIF-1, but during the first deployment, I never left Kuwait. I was stationed at the Kuwait Naval Base, and then we moved from the Kuwait Naval Base to Camp Arifjan, which was where the Coalition Land Force Command Center was.
And why did you leave the service?
I got hit by a roadside bomb in July of 2005, and I had wanted to go into flight school. And they needed helicopter pilots, and I couldn't change my job in the military because they were too short-handed on my MOS, or military occupational specialty. So the only way I could get out of that and continue my career in the military was to become a flight warrant officer and fly helicopters. But after I got hit, I had a head injury, and that went away.
And what was the transition from service to civilian life like?
I still haven't made it. I got out in 2006. It's 2017 in November, about to be 2018, and I still don't. Still haven't adjusted well.
Were you and are you religious or spiritual?
No, I am not religious. And I would have to say that I'm not spiritual either.
And would you ever go back into the service?
Yes, I would go back in if I could. That's what I wanted to be when I was growing up, was in the military.
What did you think about the war in Iraq while you were there?
I was actually, I registered as a conscientious objector with my unit, and they asked me initially if I was going to try to not go, and I said no, that wasn't my goal. I just didn't think that we were going into Iraq for the right reasons. So.
And what was it like being in Iraq during the wartime?
Well, my experience is probably the first generation of soldiers that had a lot of comforts, creature comforts from home in Iraq. We had shopping centers, restaurants, like we brought our own Burger Kings and Pizza Huts, and so you could have a lot of things that you would have at home normally while you were there. So it wasn't until you went outside the wire that you were really in a combat zone.
And what is the wire?
There's a perimeter around any military installation in a combat zone that's well guarded and guarded 24/7. So while you're inside, you can relax to some extent. They have pools and theaters, and depending on if you were in a big base or not. I was in Balad, Iraq, which is 20 miles north of Baghdad, in the Balad Air Base or the Saddam Hussein Air Force Base. And we had a soccer field, and we had a big swimming pool, and an actual movie theater.
And what was your biggest experience while in the military?
Definitely getting hit by that IED. IED is improvised explosive device. We had spent 18 hours on a mission called Operation Task Force Provider, and our mission was to take out all the supplies needed with the Army Corps of Engineers to build a combat outpost for the Marines in right outside of a town called Rawa on the Syrian border, to try to build a or to allow the Marines to patrol the border so that they could stop freedom fighters and bomb makers from coming over from Syria. Because most of the people we were fighting over there weren't Iraqis. They were from different countries that were there fighting against the evil Americans.
And what were you best at in the military?
What was I best at? Well, I wasn't best as in better than other people, but
What?
my two things that I excelled in personally was marksman. I was an expert marksman for a few qualifications with my M16 rifle. I was never less than a sharpshooter if I didn't get the 40 out of 40. And running, believe it or not. I was able to get my time on the 2 mile run down to, I believe 13:05 was my best record.
Oh, my mile is 7 minutes.
Yeah. I was really, really skinny and and I was on the Army underweight program a few times,
mm-hmm.
and so running was just my escape. Yep.
And that concludes the interview with Benjamin Garber.